Good afternoon. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Young Israel of Passaic Clifton. We're continuing our Daf HaShavui series, Halachic Insights onto the Daf. Today's Daf is Moseches Moed Katan Daf Chav Dalet, and it covers the topic of what happens when a person loses a relative right before Sukkos. I'm going to be dedicating the Shir, Eli Nishmas, my father, Zichron Levracha, Rabbi Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, who unfortunately was Nifter this past Erev Sukkos, a week ago. We're standing now on Hoshana Rabbah. It's amazing the Hashkacha that comes up, that in the Daf HaShavua, the one Daf that we're doing, discusses this very, very topic. I'm going to start with a little introduction to the Gemara on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph quotes the Gemara. It says, quotes the Mishnah, quotes the different opinions as to what do we do as far as Yontif breaking up Avelus, just Al Regal Achas. We've been told and learned in the Gemara that Avelus, when it interacts with Yontif, Avelus gets pushed away from by Yontif for the simple reason that Avelus is a Tzar D'Yachin, Yontif is a Simcha D'Rabim. And what happens is that the simcha of the Rabbim goes and pushes off, or breaks, actually, not pushes off, actually breaks up the Avelus of the Yachid. The Mishnah lists a whole bunch of opinions as to what we do. Pesach and Sukkos is very clear. Question is what we do with Shavuos. Question is what we do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion, that the Tanakhama is of the opinion, that the Shalosh Regalim are all treated as Regalim. Rabbi Elazar says that once the base of Mikdash is destroyed, Shavuos is like a Shabbos. And Rabbi Gamliel is the most Mekel. And Rabbi Gamliel says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are also like Regalim. And how much more so Shavuos is as well. And the Gemara comes up right away and says, Amar Rav Gidol Bar Menashe, Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel that we view everything basically as a regel when it comes to stopping Avelus, that is, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Before we get into the the details, which is going to be discussed on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, I just want to point you out to a Tosfos on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Tosfos, halacha Rabbi Gamliel, asks the question, says Tema Kevin Darmer Shmuel Halacha Kadivri Hamekel Ba'evil Ama Yitzterich Lemifsek Halacha Karbin Gamliel. Tosas asks a very simple question. The simple question is, we have a rule. The rule is that when there's a machlokas in Hilchas Avelus, the machlokas tells us that if we always follow, the Gemara tells us that we always follow the more lenient opinion. Halacha Kadivri Hamekel. Well, seemingly saying that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are going to break up a Shiva, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are going to break up a Shloshim, that happens to be a big kula, as opposed to saying that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur do not break up a Shiva, they do not break up a Shloshim, and we would treat Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur like a Shabbos, if you wouldn't be following the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel. So why is this the case? So Toso says something very interesting. Toso says, V'yeshlomar d'chumra namihi. There's also a chumra involved. Dim kavru samach l'chashecha, v'lo haya lo sha achas linhog bo avelus. That what? That by saying it's a regel, we end up having a chumra. And the chumra is, let's say a person unfortunately was nifter right before Erev, right before Yontif, meaning it's an hour before Yontif, and they weren't able to do a kvura or a proper ktar and a proper kvura before Yontif. So then what happens is the Yontif carries over the Avelus, so the Avelus is suspended. Actually, a person's noheg dvarm shebitzina, and it starts afterwards. So by saying it's a regel, what happens is that it pushes off to the side and pushes off to start, which means that the yontif, that the Avelus is not going to start until after the yontif. So if a person, unfortunately, is nifter right before Rosh Hashanah, so what happens is, the first day of Rosh Hashanah does not count for Avelus, and Avelus is going to start afterwards. Yes, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, that's a different parasha altogether, but assuming the first day is not. So, what Tosos is telling us, that it's not necessarily a Kula. And it's just giving us the yesod, I believe. The yesod is when we say halacha kedivri hamekel be'evel, halacha kedivri hamekel be'evel, Tosas is bringing it out, means that it's got to be a complete kula. But if it's something which is going to be a kula in one area and a churma in another one, so then we're not going to be saying halacha kedivri hamekel be'evel, and that's why the Gemara has to go out and outright paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. We now turn down to Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and we get to a small piece of Gemara, which we're going to read through, and then we're going to bring up a question at the end. The Gemara tells us the following: Darvish Rav Anani Bar Sasson, a pischa de Venesia, Rav Anani Bar Sasson made the following taught or made the following drasha by the door of the Nasi. Yomecha defnei atzeres va'atzeres harekan arba asar. And if a person is niftar, unfortunately, right before Shavuos, say erev Shavuos, a person is niftar, and they bury him before erev Shavuos, so that one day is going to count as seven, because the Shiva is broken by Shavuos, and Shavuos itself is also going to count as 7 days by itself, which means that a person is only going to have to observe Shloshim for another 16 days following Yontif. So the Gemara continues on. Shamar Rav Sheshes and Ikpid. Rav Sheshes heard this and Rav Sheshes was upset. I'm sorry, Shamar Rav Ami the Ikpid. Rami heard this and he was upset. Amar, and he said, Atu didehi? What, this is a chiddush of Rav Anani Bar Sasson to Rabbi Elazar Bar Birushayahi? It's a chiddush of Rabbi Elazar Bar Birushayah. Is he upset that he didn't quote B'Shem Amro? Similarly, Darash Rav Yitzhak Nafcha Akila Deresh Galusa, he said this by the Akila of Deresh Galusa. The word Kila is the room before the Deresh Galusa used to stay. And he said the following. Again, Yomecha lefnei atzeres va'atzeres harekan arba asar. Erev Shavuos, person is nifter right before Shavuos, so that's going to count as a week when Shavuos breaks up the Shiva, and Shavuos itself is also going to break up, is also going to count for 7 days. And then a person has 16 days of Shloshim afterwards, so what happens? Shamar Rav Sheshes and Ikpid Rav Sheshes was also upset. And Amar, he said, Astu didehi. Rabbi Elazar ben Roshaya, this is the halacha of Rabbi Elazar ben Roshaya. Now the Gemara goes on to quote this. Dom Rabbi Elazar ben Roshaya, minayin latzeres sheyesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. How do we know that Atzeres has, Shavuos has 7 days of tashlum? Meaning, there is an inyan on Pesach, and an inyan on Sukkot, also an inyan on Shavuos, also to bring an olas re'iya, and a shalmei chagiga. Shalmei Simcha are optional, but a person has to be in his karbonos, but a person might not be able to give them or bring them all on the first day of Yontif. In fact, there's a machlokas in Beitza whether you can even bring an Olas Re'iyah on Yontif in the first place. So what happens? Almost like a catch-22. You have to bring the karbon, but you can't bring it. So the Gemara already learns out and says that you have 7 days, you have the rest of the Chag to bring the Tashlumen. So Pesach is 7 days long, you have that, you bring it there. Sukkot is 7 days long, you have it, you bring it there. Ah, what about Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day according to the Torah. So the Gemara tells us that, oh, you have Tashlumen, you have 7 days of Tashlumen as well. That you can bring it for 7 days after the Yontif, and that's why some have a minhag that for 7 days after Shavuos, they don't recite Tachanun. Now, where do we know this? Shenamar b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos. We have that pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. And the Gemara tells us, Ma b'chag ha-matzos yesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. Av chag ha-shavuos yesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. That just like Pesach has tashlum for 7 days, Sukkot also has tashlum for 7 days. So you see that's why Shavuos itself is going to count as an entire week. So Tosos actually comes and asks a question. Tosos says that there happen to be other mekoros that are brought down in the Gemara Chagig about this. So why is the Gemara actually only quoting this one? So Tosfos says, Yeshlomar kevan da tzeres chad yoma. Tzeres says, well, Shavuos is one day. V'nechshav kamo Pesach v'sukos. Bizman shebeis hamikdash chayev chayim l'inyan tashlumin. That just like, even though Shavuos is one day, it's considered to be, the Hekesh tells you that what? That it's considered to be also 7 days, just like Shavuos and Sukkot, so too also Chashiv Namli Didan Kiregel the Pesach V'Sukkot. And what Tosos is doing is Tosos is telling us that there's a big Chiddush over here, and the Chiddush the Gemara is telling us is as following: that one might think that Tashlumen, or that the 7 days, is directly related or directly correlated to the Karbanos that you're bringing. Meaning, if you're going to be bringing Karbanos, so then you have 7 days. If you're not going to be bringing Karbanos, then you don't have 7 days. So comes the Gemara and says, no, the Hekesh is telling us the following. And this is the explanation of Tosfos. The Hekesh is telling us the following, that The Hekesh tells us that there is a simcha, there is a certain kedusha for 7 days. There's a certain permeance of the yanta for 7 days, which agav is used for tashlumin. But the Hekesh is telling us that the spirit of Shavuos lasts for 7 days, which is why you can bring the tashlumin. It's not that we thought maybe that what? No, that the tashlumin, the heter tashlumin, or the days of tashlumin, that's what creates the time, and that's what creates the almost kedusha, or in this case, enough of the simcha to break the avela. So Tosus is telling us faker, just the opposite. It's the fact that Pesach, the Shavuos, is compared to Pesach and Sukkot by itself, and it gives us those 7 days, which is why we can bring korbanos and we can bring tashlumin. It's the kedusha is what's creating, is created, and that's what it allows the korbanos, and not the other way around. So we see from this Gemara that you have the same thing when it comes to Shavuos. So Shavuos also will break up. The Gemara now says another very interesting chiddush. Adbarir of Papad or of Av Yisaba Vidarish, Yomecha Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Rosh Hashanah Harekan Arba Asar. Here's a big chiddush. Erev Rosh Hashanah, person is Niftar, they do the Kfura, so that's going to count for 7 days, because Rosh Hashanah breaks up the Shiva. But what the Gemara is saying right now is that Rosh Hashanah also counts as 7 days. And here's the chiddush. What's the chiddush with this? The chiddush is that even though there is no tashlumin, because there's no chi of karbanos in Rosh Hashanah to bring in Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, there's no chi of in terms of that. That's not an Indian of Rosh Hashanah, that's an Indian of Shalosh Regalim. But yet, what the Gemara is telling us is that once we're equating Rosh Hashanah as a regel, so by creating it, by equating Rosh Hashanah to a regel, like the way Rabbi Gamliel did, and once we're poskening that way, so we go and give Rosh Hashanah also a status of 7 days by itself, which means that if a person is Nifter, Erev Rosh Hashanah, his relatives will have to, you know, they'll sit Shiva right before Yontif, that will count for 7 days. Time done. Then Rosh Hashanah itself is going to count to 7 days. So Lamaisa, you're only going to have another 16 days. Now, you're going to tell me, wait a second, what about the fact that it's really a moot point? Because we know that 7 days after Rosh Hashanah comes Yom Kippur, and after comes Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur automatically stops the Shloshim. So that's something which Tosos discusses. It's not the topic for this Chabur right now, but if you look in the Tosos, the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Oshayi, you'll see a number of answers that Tosos brings, rejects, and concludes to deal with that question. If we go back for a second, though, we can take that one point that Tosos brought down before, and that's saying that, again, once we have, it's not the karbonos that create the Zman, it's the Zman that allows us to have the karbonos. Once we say that, we can now, when we're equating Rosh Hashanah to the other Moadim, so what happens is, we see that Rosh Hashanah is also going to have the Tashlumin. And that brings us to the topic, the question that we wanted to address, and that is that, you know, what happens when a person is Nifter, Erev Sukkis? We said, unfortunately, this was a Maisa Shahaya, so my father, Zichron Levracha, was Nifter 3 o'clock in the morning, Erev Sukkis. We did the Levaya at 11 o'clock. Baruch Hashem, my brother was able to be Osek and his Metapel tremendously. He's a tremendous zechus in bringing my father to a quick kavura. We sat shiva for literally an hour, and then came yontif and broke up our shiva. The shiva was done, and now what do we do for the rest of the time? What does a person do? So skipping down the Gemara, we have Amar Ravina Hilchach. Therefore, the following is a case. Since Rosh Hashanah is going to count as 7 days without, even though there's no necessarily chi of tashlumin, we could say the following thing as well. Yomecha lifnei hachag, somebody's nifter erev sukkis, chag vishmini shalo harekan esrim v'echad yom. And comes up to be 21 days. Why? Shiva ends, automatically 7 days. Sukkis, 7 days. Shmini atzeres, as a regel, that will also count to 7 days. Ah, there's no tashlumen for shmini atzeres, because shmini atzeres doesn't have any of the chiyuvim of the shalosh regalim in terms of bringing karbanos. But we're saying that, no, once we're makish Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so we're going to take the idea of Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo and bring this over here. And that's why, in a case like this, a person only will start already Simchas Torah on day 22. Simchas Torah counts as day 22. And in that case, the Shiva will, the Shloshim will end on, I believe, Lamed Tishrei. only question we can ask is that we just said, wait a second. I just told you Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmo. So if Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmo, let's take backtrack for a second. We know what happens when a person dies Erev Rosh Hashanah. Person dies Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah comes, knocks out the Shiva. Yom Kippur comes, knocks out the Shloshim. If a person dies during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, what happens? Yom Kippur comes, knocks out the Shiva. Sukkot comes, knocks out the Shloshim. Why don't we say that a person dies Erev Sukkot, or between Sukkot and Shmini, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, why don't we just simply say Sukkot comes, knocks out the Shiva, and Shmini Atzeres, being that it's now equated to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and to all the other Yom Tovim, why don't we say it's Mevatel the Shiva also? So I want to bring in one answer. I saw there are two. Rishonim do discuss this, but one answer is brought down by the Rosh, it's brought down by the Meiri, the Taz also brings this down in Yerideya. And there's a simple answer that they give, which is a very important concept. And the answer goes as follows. Is that when a person is sitting, is involved in Shloshim, there are certain primary nihugim that a person in Shloshim has. And the two main primary nihugim for Shloshim are, a person doesn't shave, and a person doesn't wear freshly laundered clothing. How one deals with that for an entire month with the clothing, that already is a subject for a different discussion. But those are the two primary hanhagos that a person doesn't do during Shloshim. If you think about it, we've been learning in Eilu Megalchim, and you look, the first permission in Parak Eilu Megalchim tells you again what? You're not supposed to shave on Chol HaMoed, and you're not supposed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So come the Rishonim, among them the Rosh and the Meiri, and brought down by the Taz, and tell us the following. Wait a second. What's going to happen? If a person goes and says that Shmini Atzeres is going to knock off the Shloshim, what's going to be? You're going to say, wait a second, it can't happen. Why not? So I'll tell you, the rule is that when a person, in order to say that Yontif cancels out a certain part of Avelus, be it Shiva or be it Shloshim, you know, a person has to already be Noheg that part. Which is why, when a person was brought and has a Kvura on Erev Sukkot, and they can sit Shiva first, then you're Mevatel the Shiva. If a person can't, you can't say that Yontif is going to break off Shiva before Shiva ever took place. Oh, so what's going to happen? You're going to tell me that, wait a second, a person's going to be going through Sukkot, Nihugim that I'm going through, I'm not shaving during Sukkot, and not sending clothes to the laundry during Sukkot. I might say, oh, look at this. That should talk of my Shloshim. Teretz is that, no, it's not knocking off my Shloshim. Because why? It's because my not shaving and my not doing the laundry, the gehuts and the tachbosas, is not a din in Avelus. It's actually a din in Chol HaMoed. You see, what you need is, you need to observe Shloshim by itself. And because in this configuration, where a person is Nifter Erev Sukkot, you're not observing Shloshim. What are you doing? You're really observing Chol HaMoed, because what are we saying? We're saying is that the Simcha of the Tzibur knocks off the Avelus of the Yachid to the point where the actual Nihugim, that the Avel is Noheg during the week of Chol HaMoed, are not viewed as Nihugim of Avelus per se. It's viewed as Nihugim of Chol HaMoed, which you see, a tremendous, tremendous yisod in the halacha, is that this feeling of simcha, the feeling of the communal simcha of the yontif, is so strong, it changes the nature of those observances of Avelus. And it's for this reason why these Rishonim and then later on the Taz say that's why Shmini Atzeres does not count towards Shloshim. So you see that the tremendous therapeutic and healing power of a yontif being together with a tzibur is so strong that what you're doing, it transforms all your Avelus, it transforms your Hanhagas to a Kim and Yontif. And this should say that anybody who's an Avel should be Zocha to see a true Nechama and a true Simcha from Yontif, and a Kadosh Baruch should be Menachem them. And this should be an Eloi for my father's Neshama, of Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, Kol Tov.